So this is how a lot of millennials feel, like me, if you're like me. This is how a lot of us millennials feel, who are directionless and who feel lost. We just get depressed. You know, you wake up in your mid to late 20s and you look around and you're still working some retail job, or you're working a fast food job. And here's the thing, like, we know we're smart, or at least capable. We have a lot of good ideas. We know we could provide a lot of value for somebody, for some business, but we just feel held back. You know, maybe we just have a lot of student loan debt, or we have some useless liberal arts degree or some other degree, but or everyone's asking us for 10 years of experience, and we haven't had that much time in the workforce. Whatever it is, you know, it's like we have this coach, just please put me in the game mentality. It's like, if you just put me in, I know I could contribute. I know I could provide value. I know I could do so much for you if you gave me a chance. But we don't know how to get that chance, you know, and so we get depressed. We look around at Susie, who's having kids and who owns a house, and we're still, you know, working at Domino's, like me. And it's not just that we get depressed. This is what I see. We feel guilty. You know, we have this potential. We can sense it, and it's just wasted. And, you know, I think that's why you have a lot of, you know, I call them soft addictions, but they're not really soft. They're just hard addictions. You know, it's like a lot of us are addicted to Facebook, or we binge watch Netflix or Hulu every night, and or, you know, it could be weed or alcohol or sex or whatever. But we just have these ways of self-medicating ourselves out of this guilt, because we know we have all this potential, and we know we're wasting it. And I think we should feel guilty. I've noticed that I use Facebook like cigarettes, where, you know, if I feel stressed or come across a problem I can't immediately solve, I get on Facebook and just, you know, bam, I just have a hit of dopamine right there, and I feel better. Well, I feel numb at least. And I really think that's why social media is so big for the millennials, and not really as big for Generation Z. But anyway, that's neither here or there. I almost think it'd be better to have an addiction to cigarettes than to Facebook, because at least when you're smoking, you can still be doing things. But that's how a lot of us feel. It's certainly where I am. But I really am not. I'm directionless, but I'm not lost anymore. I'm just wandering, not lost. And the way I did that, or the way I'm coming out of it, is with what I call the 10 Businesses and Skills Challenge for the year. Okay, and I want to share it because I think it can help other people too. So I call the 10 Businesses or Skills Challenge. You do it in a year, and you know, it could be things like starting a Shopify store. I tried to shop the Shopify store. I'm learning to code. That's a big one. I took recycled pallets and turned them into planters. I did some dump runs. A lot of fun little things I've really enjoyed. But it's just a way to get you started in life, to find some direction. And don't get hung up on the 10 part. The number 10 is not important. I just chose 10. It's an arbitrary number. I chose it because it's like, well, it seems pretty feasible. You know, that's one idea a month plus 2 cheat months. You know, if I just don't want to do something that month, or I just take longer to do something. And it's really helped me. It's not really a goal. The 10's not important. It's the system. And the system is just trying a lot of different things until you find something you like. And I think there are three reasons why it's effective, three reasons why it's helped me. Okay, and the first is, well, there's a lot of reasons, but let's just start with these three. The first reason is you can't steer a boat if it's dead in the water. Right? Like, a lot of us are sitting on our couch watching freaking Netflix or Hulu every you know, night after our lame job, and we wonder why we're not doing anything. Well, it's because you're directionless, because you can't be steered. You're not headed in any direction. And here's the great thing about steering a boat: you don't have to know where you're going. You just have to be going somewhere. And that's what I love about this, is I can try all these different things, and it's like, yeah, I'm not gonna do it long term, maybe, but I'm headed somewhere. I can get direction now. That's why I say I'm wandering, not lost. And there's actually a big difference there. The second reason why it's important is You know, we suffer from a lot of first world problems. Like, if our problem is not that there's nothing to do, it's that we don't know what, it's like we have too many things to do. When the minute as a millennial, when you say yes to something, you've said no to a million things. And that's actually really scary. And I want to do a whole podcast on that. But that's why the a lot and different are important. Do a lot of different things. There's so many different things out there. Just get out there and try a lot of random crap until you find something you like. You know, so I've done some white collar stuff, I've done some blue collar stuff, manual labor or computer work, and that's important. Because who knows what you like? And it doesn't have to be some white collar office job. It's okay to like some trade. Or manual skill. I really think it is. And I know a lot of, you know, the other thing is if you try a lot of different things, you'll find what you actually like. You know, a lot of us just end up liking what we're good at, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I kind of think that's the best way to go. Just get good at something and then you'll like it. But I find that I think I've watched so much Facebook videos and Hulu that I can't actually tell you what I like. When some people ask, the moment somebody asks me, "Hey, what do you like?" I start to sweat. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how I got to this point where I don't know, but I don't. And the third reason why I think the system is effective is because momentum breeds momentum. You know, I find the moment I start trying something, it leads me to try something else. And then that opens doors to something else. And it just keeps going. It's like a self-perpetuating cycle, and it's great. And so it's got a built-in motor. Try a lot of different things, and as soon as you try, you're just gonna want to do more. And I really suggest, because it's hard to get off the freaking couch when you're watching Netflix, just start with something simple. Like, one of the skills you could learn is Excel. I haven't done it yet, but it's on my list. You know, Excel is one of those things where you can learn it for free on YouTube. There's a million of videos that are for free. I mean, some people charge you, colleges charge you, but that's a scam. You can learn it for free. Business owners love it, employers love that you know Excel, co-workers love it, and they kind of take advantage of you, I've heard, but that's fine. It's like you've got a useful skill you can trade. Start with something simple and free like that, and I guarantee it's going to lead to other things if you just approach it with that system in mind of try a lot of different things. That's in a nutshell, that is the 10 businesses and skills challenge. And again, you can choose a different number, it doesn't really matter. And it's just helped me feel like I'm still directionless, sure, but I'm headed somewhere. And it's a really thrilling feeling when you are on a path that's headed somewhere when you've been just sitting still for so freaking long. So anyway, if you liked this or you want to try it, please reach out to me on Twitter at ConfidenceCrowd. That's my Twitter handle. The name is like just get started. I don't really know which one's the Twitter handle. I think the Twitter handle is at ConfidenceCrowd. Maybe you're a millennial that's a little bit more established. And once the rest of us have worked through our envy and jealousy, I'd love to hear from you. And I'm sure other people would too. How did you find your footing? What systems or goals did you use to do that? Please share, because a lot of us would like to hear, even if it's, especially if it's just some freaking normal thing. It'll be useful for me, at least, and I'm sure it'll be useful for other people too. So again, reach out to me on Twitter at ConfidenceCrowd. Just get started. Love to hear from you guys. And please subscribe. And yeah, just get started on something and get challenged.